Welcome back to the Morning Skate here on 90.7 The Capstone. Thank you, Andrew, for a little sports update there to just kind of open up the wide world of sports a little bit. But again, you're listening to the Morning Skate here on 90.7 The Capstone, WVUFM Tuscaloosa. We've got a lot more to talk about, I think. One thing that really sticks out to me as a story worth note would be injuries. Much like when the Pro Bowl rosters are announced, it just seems we're replacing players over and over and over again just because of injury, and the Olympics is no different. We've already seen a lot of players have to kind of pull out because of injury. Just Steven Stamkos being the biggest one, he had to pull out. But his teammate Martin Saint-Louis, for the French pronunciation,
or the peanut butter in your mouth.
Either way. But definitely a big honor for him. He's a guy who probably many argue should have made the roster in the first place. But other players, Miku Koivu. He's actually the captain for, I think it's Finland.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Miku Koivu, that's a move that could probably reshape the whole tournament just because Miku Koivu is that kind of player, at least when it comes to international play and for his national team. Valtteri Filppula is also pulled out. Henrik Sedin's pulled out. His brother Daniel hasn't, but either way, that's a big blow when both of them aren't playing together. And as we've kind of already talked about, Marian Gaborik's out too. And so I guess I kind of want to take this at a different angle. I'm going to be a villain here for a moment.
Uh-oh.
So I'm just going to ask, are these injuries a blessing in disguise for these players and their NHL teams? We'll start with you, Mr. Clare.
I'm going to say yes. I do think they do help in some way. Let them rehab. Let them get healthy. The main goal is to win a Stanley Cup. That's every player's dream, and it's also very special and an honor to play in the Olympics. I know you're shaking your head a little.
And gold medals are nice too.
But I think for the Sedins, especially with Vancouver playing kind of sloppy, I think just having him rest and kind of get back to gear is very helpful.
I agree with you to an extent. I think that some of these players obviously would much rather play in an Olympic game.
But I would too.
At the same time, I think that, this could be a blessing in disguise, especially for an NHL team that pays these guys. I think that's the biggest aspect to take away. The Olympics is a pride thing. It's not necessarily about any sort of business transaction. Obviously, money is made off of it. But at the same time, I think that an NHL team has an investment in these players, therefore, sure, you can look at it and say, I'm saving, possible money, possible fiscal dividends here, but also the no reason for this is, wouldn't as an NHL team you rather have your player play in the Olympics? Because you can say that also is good PR for you. That's good experience. He's playing in a team against teams that are very elite. As I mentioned, you hit on that too, Seth, an all-star game this is basically. So experience, first of all, that'd be the no reason.
I guess you guys both bring up very valid points, but I guess the injuries as terms of, what if they suffer an even bigger injury on the Olympic ice? If I'm a GM, do I send my player there? But you also bring up an interesting point about this is PR for them. I do know that at least I think the Phoenix Coyotes have billboards, showcasing their Olympians.
Yes.
And they aren't the only franchise, I'd imagine. And this is something that a lot of people, the teams, the fans take pride in this as well.
I was just to say, we're talking injuries. I looked on this possible late injury for the United States. Max Pacioretty last night left the game in Carolina with an apparent leg injury, hit the post, and Kyle Okposo of the New York Islanders could be a possible replacement.
I do believe Pacioretty has said he's traveling, though. I do recall that happening, but I think he said he's going.
Yeah. I heard it was more of a stinger, but I hadn't heard that it was as severe as that, so that makes it seem like it's a little worse than it is. I'm not sure if that's just the report or if that's actually the truth. Could be either.
Yeah, but and I guess it's a really weird way to go into this, but
segues.
Yeah, really all interesting right. Segue, but just with that in mind, with the threat of players going over going overseas and hurting themselves, do you think the NHL in the near future will prohibit players from going to the Olympic Games in the near future? It'll be like it has been in the past, where it's just going to be college players, like the NBA's kind of juggled with the question quite a bit too, and just again, the NHL is a business,
right.
And these players in a morbid sense are assets to these, you know, they fill the stands, they play the games for these teams. And so, will the NHL in the near future, I think, I'm just going to open it up. Do you think they'll prohibit players sometime in the near future?
I'm going to say no straight up, and I've got several reasons as to why they're going to do this. I hit on the fact that it's good PR. That's my starting reason. I think that that'd be negative PR for the NHL if they're prohibiting these guys. I'm not saying that that's going to lead to a bunch of players jumping ships to other leagues, but obviously we've seen players leave before, so I think at the same time that could be a reason why maybe, you know, 10-15% of the players who have Olympic talent bolt out of the NHL and try and play in another league because that league's not trying to crack down on them and prohibit it. And, you know, we talk a lot about Roger Goodell and the NFL and how that's kind of a dictatorship, or at least becoming it. I think the NHL is the opposite of that, and that's one of the reasons I like the NHL so much. I think it's definitely gives, of all the leagues, the pro leagues, the big four sport pro leagues in America, it has the most freedom, it has the most trust, I guess, in its players to make the correct decision. So I'm going to say no, I don't think that this...
Gary Bettman is very much for the players, right. but don't forget he is a businessman.
Yeah.
How about you, Andrew?
I was going to say, yeah, Gary Bettman, remember, he's been in a couple different lockouts in the NHL.
That's true.
But I agree with Andrew. I feel like it's always going to be debated. Remember last summer they were still debating whether they're going to let the U.S. players, or not the U.S. players, the NHL players play in it. I still think the NHL players will play in it. I feel like it will be debated down the road, but I mean, it's good for the NHL. I mean, it gets people to tune in, fans to tune in. I mean, you know, we're both Coyote fans, but we want to see, you know, Oliver Ekman-Larsson do well for Finland. We want to see Sweden. You want to see Lauri Korpikoski do well for Finland. Excuse me.
And I want to check out the Czech team, too. Yeah, you know, with two Coyotes on that team. But, you're right. I just kind of want to be a little ahead of the curve. This is a debate that will probably happen. And I guess I'm kind of foreshadowing an injury will happen in the Olympics that will cause an uproar. You know, a lot of, you know, like, for instance, I would hate, you know, if I'm, let's just say I'm the Penguins. You know, and I send Sidney Crosby over there and he breaks his leg for the, you know, and he can't play in the playoffs for my team. I think that, I mean, granted, the Penguins have competed with, you know, with just Malkin and without Crosby before, but, you know, I guess if I'm a GM, do I hold, you know, am I upset about that? I mean, it's a question that needs to be asked, I think.
I have a good point right here. This would be interesting. Let's say, you know, we'll use the Detroit Red Wings, and, you know, Mike Babcock's the head coach of Canada, and he's that head coach of the Detroit Red Wings. What if they're playing against, you know, in the playoffs? Let's say they make it to the tournament and face someone like Russia or even, you know, Sweden and Henrik Zetterberg. How is he going to attack, you know, the game plan with, like, Zetterberg and Dasuk? Is he going to, you know, go after them, get physical, or is he going to take a bite, you know, because they don't want them to get injured? That's kind of intriguing, too, I think.
Zetterberg is with Sweden, I think.
I said Sweden.
Oh, yeah. I heard Russia. I'm like, what's Zetterberg?
I said Dasu for Russia.
Oh, gotcha. I was saying Zetterberg's for Russia, man. All right, no. Hey, I'm just checking, just keeping everyone honest here.
Well, since you're playing devil's advocate, Seth, I'll hop on that bandwagon as well. What if maybe the NHL implemented a team-by-team GM decision? What about that?
Ooh.
Like, what if the NHL
it's
said...
It's very interesting you bring that up, because... Tampa Bay Lightning GM is Steve Yzerman. Yeah. Do you want to know who the Canadian team's GM is as well? Also Steve Yzerman. He picked San Luis, so I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not saying that that's what's happening. Like,
conspiracy.
You know, he brought in Bobby Ryan, for instance, because I don't want Martin San Luis to get hurt in my playoff push. But that is something that, you know, I wouldn't have been surprised if he didn't go with Martin San Luis, just for that very reason.
And Nashville's GM is the GM of the, you know, the U.S. team.
I don't like David Poole, though. He made a lot of questionable roster decisions.
He did with, you know, with Yandle. But how many Nashville Predators are on the U.S. team? None.
No, they're also, I guess, Seth Jones was the only one who had a chance. I mean.
But, yeah.
I'm just
Craig
right off
Smith,
the,
yeah.
Right off the top of my head, Seth Jones is the only one who had a shot at making it, and his argument is easy. He's young.
Yeah.
You know, and that is an interesting thing, but, like, mainly my biggest point of contention is, like, you know, what if a player gets hurt, you know, and trying to represent his country,
and
you know.
And so you're for sure saying a big-time guy will get hurt?
I'm not saying for sure, but if it happens, it will cause an uproar. Yeah. You know, I'm not gonna go put all my money in Vegas and say Sidney Crosby's gonna get hurt in the Olympics.
I'll say an NHL player will get hurt. I'll definitely say, because I mean it's the Olympics. Somebody's gonna get hurt, and the odds of it being an NHL player is fairly substantial. So I'll definitely go ahead and say that there's an NHL player who will get hurt and miss significant NHL ice time.
Yeah, and if that happens, that's gonna be what brings the question up. But you know, and that's all we've got for this segment right now. You know, not a lot to talk about with this injuries. I mean, it is an issue, obviously, but you know, it's something that we probably don't have to deal with right now. We can let future NHL fans deal with that, not us. So, on the other side of the break, we'll kind of wrap up our talk. We'll talk women's Olympic hockey and Bama hockey. They played a game last night, so we'll get to that. But thank you. You know, you're listening to the student section here, or not the student section. Man, I'm just all kinds of suck today. But now you're listening to the Morning Skate here on 90.7 The Capstone. In the movie. And I'm not